From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Britain's Conservatives victorious. British Prime Minister David Cameron has won another five-year term as his Conservative Party surged to an outright majority of seats in Parliament in Thursday's election, far more than opinion polls had predicted. VOA's Al Pessin reports from London.
It was a stunning victory for Mr. Cameron and his Conservative Party as it became the first British ruling party in decades to increase its seats in Parliament in an election. Prime Minister Cameron went to Buckingham Palace to formally receive the mandate from Queen Elizabeth to form the next government.
To me, this election campaign was always about the difficult decisions we had to take over the last 5 years, the foundation of a stronger economy that we've built for our country, and the chance now to build on that foundation.
Equally stunning was the decline of Mr. Cameron's coalition partner for the past 5 years, the Liberal Democratic Party, which lost nearly 50 seats and will have fewer than 10. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius Friday before participating in a ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe. The two men participated in a wreath-laying ceremony at France's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Paris, a city that was the scene of massive celebrations May 8, 1945, to mark the surrender of Nazi Germany. Kerry is set to meet with Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers in France to discuss regional issues. He will be laying the groundwork for a White House summit with Gulf leaders next week. This is VOA News. A helicopter crash in northern Pakistan has killed at least 7 people, including the ambassadors to Pakistan from the Philippines and Norway, and the wives of the ambassadors of Malaysia and Indonesia. Officials say the helicopter crash landed Friday in Nalter Valley. 2 pilots and a crew member were also killed. Army spokesman Major General Asim Bajwa said on Twitter that the ambassadors of Poland and the Netherlands were among the survivors. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for downing the aircraft, saying it was targeting Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who was on another plane en route to the Gilgit area at the time of the crash, but returned to Islamabad after receiving news of the accident. The United Nations says it has received only $22 million of the $415 million it says it needs for the emergency response to the 7.8 magnitude Nepal earthquake. Jamie McGoldrick, the UN's chief official in Nepal, said donations for the humanitarian efforts in the impoverished Himalayan nation following the earthquake need to be dramatically ramped up. The U.S. unemployment rate improved slightly in April, reaching the lowest level in nearly 7 years. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the jobless rate fell 0.1% to 5.4%, while the economy had a net gain of 223,000 jobs for the month. Government experts say job gains were seen in business services, healthcare, and construction. Job losses continued in the oil industry, which has been hurt by falling crude oil prices. A Syrian human rights group is accusing President Bashar al-Assad's government of carrying out fresh attacks using toxic chlorine gas. The Syrian Network for Human Rights said one person was killed and over 60 were wounded Thursday when government helicopters dropped gas-filled barrel bombs on at least 3 locations. The rights group said via Twitter the attacks took place in 3 villages in northwest Syria. President Assad has repeatedly been accused of using chemical weapons on civilians and fighters attempting to overthrow his government. The U.S. Justice Department will investigate possible civil rights violations by the Baltimore Police Department following riots triggered by the death of a black man in police custody. Attorney General Loretta Lynch made the announcement Friday, saying today the Department of Justice is opening an investigation into whether the Baltimore Police Department has engaged in a pattern or practice of violations of the constitutional federal law. She said this investigation will begin immediately. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.